UWI.
AC2WI and 2BFM.
I don't know who's supposed to do the net, but I think they're not around. So wait a minute, I'll do it.
Okay, that's a roger. I got the message. You obviously didn't have one, so I have to wait probably another till the end of the week, hopefully. I had to go up for the first time in 2 years use a library computer today. And 2BFM.
I couldn't find anything this morning, and then I didn't have a lot of time. I wanted to get out, and I looked again this evening. I don't, if I have anything, it's something that I don't know if it works, and it's just stuffed in a box of things to test. But I don't think I have anything. No. Yeah, I don't know why they can't put one in the mail to you and get it to you. I mean, there's some local office. You should be there the next day. Well, who knows?
Yeah, a friend there, Bob, said he has one that was in the box there, but never used. But the thing is, he still don't know if that's going to work there with Frontier or not. That's the whole thing. And I want to go taking a long ride up there to Old Forge and take a chance of breaking down again or something. So that's where I'll just have to sit and wait, and every other day go use the library computer. That's about all I can do. And to be a vent.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I guess I'm not sure who usually does it. I don't keep track of the nights. This is KC2WI, and I'll be the net controller scene for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets at 9 o'clock every night on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655. The repeater is located on Jackson Hill, 5 miles southwest of Boonville, in a formal net. All our interested parties are encouraged to check in with or without traffic, and priority traffic or emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. This is KC2WI with any emergency traffic. Okay, we have regular net controllers pretty much, but if anybody else is interested in taking a net, we can set that up, and if the regular net control doesn't show up within a few minutes, feel free to take the net. At this time, we'll look for portable battery-powered or mobile stations. Over. Okay, hearing none. Any Echolink stations? Over.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink. And Pete, be advised, there is one more station. Our good friend Bill from down in Pennsylvania will be right up behind me.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater in the group. KA3TFB, Kevin James is correct. I'm the last on the list here as we are transmitting. Best of the evening to everybody there, and we'll be listening here from KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, we have Kevin James and Bill. So KD2FBM is first. Over.
All right, Pete, and to the crew that's assembled, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Pete, thanks for picking up the net. I was running just about a minute behind because I was trying to find out if it was either going to be me or Matt tonight. Matt accidentally had to get called out to an emergency meeting, for something, so I was trying to put myself together to run it. So, but that's fine. Go ahead, run it, and I'll sit back and do a couple things here I got to get done, too. Got 62 degrees on the outside, some clouds overhead. It looks like the rain shield stayed off to our east here today, so we didn't get any rain. Our high was 78 degrees here in the central southern tier. So with that, I won't hold the repeater down. I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, no rain here either. KA3TFP, over.
Roger, roger. Hey, I agree with everybody. There's no rain here either. And that is something different to go without rain. Now, I found a paintbrush in the car. I'm going to start doing some painting. I've been waiting for months to do that. It was about 79 degrees here on a high, and tomorrow will be even higher in the 80s. And I don't want to hold a repeater too long. Top of the evening to everybody from KA3TFB. Over.
All right, very good, Bill. 83 degrees here, according to my digital thermometer. It was not... I'm sure it wasn't that warm where I was in the middle of the day up at Woodhull Lake, but it was fairly warm. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for a check if any station anywhere, over.
M2PFM, good evening, Pete.
N2PFM, go ahead.
Good evening, Pete, Kevin James, and from there on there in Pittsburgh. We got a temperature here of 61 degrees. Temperature range today was 44 to 81. And we got a good amount of sun today. Got some work done, and boy, I'm starting from the porch all the way through then to the rest of the house, and hopefully in a week or two I get everything cleaned up, goes with everything in the house, mother's clothes and all, I get that all bundled together, and hopefully have a big yard sale or sell with someone who does yard sailing or whatever, give me a fixed fee for everything that's there and take it away, whatever. So with that, nothing much, of course, no computer yet because of that stupid modem. I know about Bob wanting to read one of the TSA, but I don't know how well that's going to work, number one. Secondly, I don't want to risk breaking down going all the way up there to Old Forge. So I'll just have to sit and wait and use the library computer every other day. That's it. Haven't done that in over 2 years. That will say, God bless, 73 Zen 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I was not that far from Bob. I was actually east of him, northeast of him, I guess. Yesterday I took the mountain bike and went the 3.5 miles or so to the end of the... They call it the, what do they call it, the McKeever Maintenance Road or something. It's a DEC road. It's not open for motor vehicles, but you can bike on it. And then my GPS says I'm 1.1 miles, but it's the longest 1.1 miles. I've done this hike twice now this spring, and it just seems really long. It is about a 500-foot vertical, but it's not really a hard, there's no real steep anything, and coming down it seems long, too. I don't know what it is about that hike. 1 mile shouldn't be that big of a deal. Anyway, so I went up there, found a geocache that I couldn't find the first time because my batteries were dead. And then I came down and did a little poking around, and I found this little slide trail, which for a ways was cleared out pretty good. It's an old road. Oh, I'm going to go on this one. This is going to get me back over to the, I don't know what they call it, but the road that goes to Woodhome Lake. And it got to the point where I was walking the thing and flipping it over logs about every 100 feet and that. So it was, and it was 6 o'clock, I think I started on that. But GPS is nice. It, you kind of know, you have to somewhat interpret what it's showing you on the map because the maps aren't that great. So I thought I was going to end up on the road, but I ended up on another trail, which was a little better. I could actually ride some of it, and then I got out on the road and went back to the car and so on and so forth. So that was kind of an ordeal exercise day. And at the end there, I decided to go into the lake. About another 2 miles driving on the car. Went in there, jumped in the water, washed off. It was really nice, really pretty. And I decided, looks like it's going to be a good day today, and then maybe we're going to get some rain. And even though I really shouldn't have, because I should have worked, I did a few things this morning and went back with a canoe. So today I paddled around the lake, half the lake maybe. On the lake, of course, it's not bad, but boy, on the shore, most of the places likewise were not too good. I went around sort of the north shore and around over to the south shore, to actually where the outlet is. That's half the lake is worth, but maybe, I don't know, two-fifths of it is, maybe it's more like a quarter of it, is state land, and then the whole eastern part and the north fork or the northern part is all Adirondack Glee Club. So part of it you're state land, and then if you get far enough, which I didn't do, I only went around about a third, you start to see middle of nowhere. I mean, and there's houses, you know, there's quote unquote camps. I didn't get to the place where the most of them were, but there's one on the outlet right by the little dam. Actually, Woodhull Lake is not obviously not a natural lake. I was always wondered about that, and I found where the dam is, and by that time I was getting kind of hot. The sun was hot, and I came back around, and I found it. After a couple attempts, I found a good spot with where the wind was blowing, kept the black flies away, took a break, put my hammock up, never really took a nap, but at least took a little break. And then came back, and the black flies at where I took it out were that right around the car and at resting. From the access road, and it's beautiful. No black flies basically on the trail, and none really at the lake either. I went for a swim there and came back. So that was my adventure for the day, and I guess I gotta put my nose to the grindstone and get working. And one little schedule complication is gonna be, I finally figured out, I was suspecting, but I know I have a bad wheel bearing, rear wheel bearing, so I'll have to try and fit that repair in if I can before the weekend, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So that's my activity for the day, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins. Over.
WA to you.
WA to you, go ahead.
Okay, Pete. Well, good evening to you. Thanks for painting a nice picture of the day and stuff. very interesting, and good to hear George and Kevin James and Bill and the multitude of listeners. Before I forget, there's a number of things. Boy, how do I put this in order? George, I don't know if you have the ability, but you may want to put some of that stuff on the the moose every morning at 7:25. They have a or a swab. People put their stuff on. You can do it with postcard, you can do it with internet or whatever. I know that's not working for you, but. And then they repeat it at 12:25, and of course this time of the year they're getting a lot of garage sales and stuff, so that might be something to consider. Kathy and I listen to it at 7 in the morning, listen to local news, and I have to say it was a kind of a fun moment today. We listen every day on the Moose. They highlight a business, and we heard a familiar voice today, and I confirmed it because while the interview was going on, I heard the Boonville repeater ID in the background. So that was kind of neat to hear Ray. So he's been on narrowband FM and wide FM. That's kind of neat. Old-fashioned radio, it's kind of neat the way they take a business and they talk about it. And let's see, what do we do today? I listened to another radio station. It was called Talk of the Town, and I should have turned the radio off rather than I got listening to it, and they were all talking about people complaining about Hinkley Lake, and we should just get used to it going up and down. That's the way it is. So I'll just stay away from that whole topic. I was telling you, my neighbor, who has a nice 24, 25 foot, I don't know, pontoon boat, and you have to wait. They watch the pylons up at the north end of the lake, and I know there's water out there, but I don't know. Anyways, that's another discussion. So, but I piled some lumber today. I got some stuff cut up in the shop. Got some stuff measured. Kathy and I got the cages measured, so I know how big to make the above ground gardens, raised gardens, I guess you want to call it. So I got that done. Moved them around. I got four of those all set to go. Just got to get some brackets at a hardware store, and so we're all set with that. Kathy worked quite a while out in the garden. Helped out the local economy. Hired a couple of young fellows from up the road here. Neighbors are up about a half a mile. They're neighbors half a mile away. They came down there happy to earn a few bucks and dig in the garden. So we got some projects. That's how I am. I'm at the stage. I like to, hey, you want? Here you go. I love it. So there's enough to do. I don't need to go, well, I dug that ditch. I don't. If someone else, I pay them. That's all good. And we got some other projects going on with that too. Talked to some people about the Ham Fest. I guess they had a date. That is. I guess they had a good time. We're hearing some people in the area that we haven't heard in a while that have traveled back. NA2A and some other people. KZ2K and a couple other people. So it's kind of neat. Put the lawn furniture out, put a few things out by the fire ring, which is the this time of the year is a good time to do that. Getting ready, we've got to blow the grass on the side here, but Kathy's got a lot of flowers and stuff. She says they'll be gone in a week, so then we'll mow the grass. But projects are moving along up north on the road here. People getting their trailer in and getting things squared away, so soon they'll be moving up here. So the North Country is coming alive. It's about 55 degrees at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir, so it's not too bad. I guess we're supposed to go up in the 80s towards the end of the week here. And it seems like there are some other things that I was supposed to mention, but anyways, I'll turn it back over to you, Pete, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us. I don't know if it had something to do with the biking. Yeah, I was going to say the GPS. I noticed the one that I just recently purchased. It'll get into an open area. It'll say also, it'll tell me there's a road up there, but it's a non-name road. So it's a road without a name to yard. And the one that I recently purchased, it can tell if you're in a car or if you're a pedestrian. It's able to tell by the motion, and you can put, I guess I never had one before, but you can put your own landmarks in there. So this road is not named, but I can call it whatever I want. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, the maps are never right in any of these things. As you were talking here, I'm orienteering myself using my Garmin Basecamp program, which has the Garmin Topo 24K maps of the, well, I don't have the entire Northeast loaded, but New York. And studying where I was today and looking at some snowmobile tracks of where I've been in the winter, there's a trail that goes around Sand Lake Falls and what they call at the end of Bear Creek Road, you go in a ways, and then there's it goes over to basically to Woodhull Lake, and some other things like that, and a couple places where, you know, I'm like, well, now where exactly is this? Well, I've got these old tracks on here, and now I can relate it to a little more to Woodhull Lake and Sand Lake. Of course, it shows roads there, which are out around that Glee Club roads. Some, and you don't really know if there it's a good road or not, some of them, but it shows the dotted line on the map, so it's a, something. The old logging roads, probably originally. But so I found the outlet, the outflow of Woodhull Lake flows into Sand Lake, and then Woodhull Creek, actually, I assume it was called Sand Lake or Sand Stream or something, but it's Woodhull Creek because it originates in Woodhull. And that flows all the way in, that goes into Chubb Pond, which I've been to, and flows to the east, basically, and that flows, that's the creek that crosses, well, I call it Lake Julia Road. I don't know if they call it that there. But just outside of, Forestport or Forestport Station, whatever. And into Forestport Reservoir. So basically, Woodhull Lake flows into the Black River, which is interesting. It's interesting, you can look at the stuff, and then if you've been to some place close that you start to really get a feeling, and you look at someplace else, maybe there's like a track or waypoint on the, from the GPS, and you realize how close you didn't realize where you were, but how close it was to something else. So that's fascinating. I like the GPS because of that. And I did not have it doing it. I didn't have it turned on and doing a track of my canoe route, but that doesn't matter. I know where I was. I can just look on the map of the lake, and I know pretty darn close where I went from the North Shore to the South Shore and all that. All right, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins or comments.
KC2NBU.
WAQ with a comment info.
Okay, let me get KC2NBU and then your comment.
Yeah, Pete, we got 65 degrees up on the hill here, and what a nice day. Not too hot, not too cold. That's the way I like it.
Okay, Ray. Well, I think it got a little too hot here, but I wasn't here. I was up at Woodhull Lake, so. It was actually, at the end of the day, it was almost cool. The breeze blowing on the lake, but all you could do was step away out of that breeze, just up a little bit, and it was comfortable. And I took a hike at the on my way out, and it was comfortable. But I think it was probably a little bit toasty here. I don't know what the high got to be in the house, but probably it was okay. And it's still getting cool at night, so we're good. WA2U, go ahead.
Yeah, good to hear Ray joining us, WA2, or maybe someone just turned the radio on. I just want to remind everyone that, you know, Memorial Day weekend's coming up, and in the Syracuse area, the New York State Fairgrounds, they have a big event going on. It's a special event. It's called Watch Fire. Watch Fire, they built the fire so troops could find their way back to their location. So that's going on this week, and a number of amateur radio operators will be involved with that. And maybe George will get a kick out of this if he's still listening. I've gotten a kick out of it because I spent a lot of time today on it. I didn't mention it before. But I have a barcode scanner, and you can do inventory similar like what you'd have in a store and things of that nature. And I beta test a lot of stuff, and I just recently downloaded some new software, and I noticed there was a glitch with it. And I called up the people that I've been working with for 3 or 4 years, and they said, well, we're supposed to release to the public on Friday a new, you know, release this version. I said, well, you may want to think about it, because the way the system works, the way I've been hooked up, is that anytime there's a new revision or new software, I use Wi-Fi, I connect to Wi-Fi, and I download, and, you know, I shut the unit off, go through all the hoops or whatever. And all is good. It verifies the software. Well, this time, when I deactivated the Wi-Fi, which I've done on other versions of the software, because if I'm scanning something, I don't need it to go out on the internet and come back and just fold it down if it's something that's already in the database. However, this is a beautiful thing. I can no longer connect to Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is working great in the house here. Other devices, I put the high-tech security code in, and the system no longer recognizes the security code. It says check all Wi-Fi connections. As I said, all the rest of the devices work. So they have some new software now. I call them back. And I've got yet to figure out a way to... They said, well, upload the log file. I said, well, I would be glad to upload the log file, except there's no path for me to do this, except I think if I haven't done this because I've been had to do it maybe with a USB, but I haven't, I can't upload the log file because my path is gone, so they can't troubleshoot it. So I don't think they're going to be releasing this on Friday. I called a major meeting, and some other people were able to replicate it. So, George, you'd probably get a kick out. Now, if Microsoft did the same thing, but, well, maybe they'd release it anyway. Don't you bet on that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Nothing related to that, but I'm looking at my map here, and I'm looking at tracks of snowmobile rides, and it reminded me, I see this nice, there's a couple of them actually, paralleling along Route 28 to they call it McKeever Road on this. It's the road that goes in just on the south of the Moose River to a few houses and stuff, and then the DEC parking area in the winter. Well, no, actually, I say parking. They don't plow any of it, but they gate it off, I guess, in the spring. And then the road in the Woodhull. So I see this track, a couple of them, and it ends there. And that's the railroad. Garmin doesn't have the railroad track on their topo map. So how incompetent is that? I read, I think I was listening to North Country Public Radio this morning maybe, and somebody was going to give a presentation, some high-level thing. I can't remember the story exactly. And they go to do their PowerPoint. So what does Windows do? We're going to shut down now and install updates. I think it was even a recording of the guy saying that. You know, it's just amazing that people put up with that stuff. And it's amazing that people still put up with that, and Microsoft gets away with it. It's, you know, a professional. You're you know, the Secretary of Defense, and you're going to do a PowerPoint. It's like, or you know, the president of the company, or whatever it is, and all of a sudden your laptop or whatever says, restarting now, installing updates. And it's just getting worse, I think, with Windows 10. Anyway, I haven't had a problem recently, but I have had problems where I've done a computer, everything supposedly was all done. I left the thing running. I'm going to take it back to somebody. You know, I don't have any extra time. They all be there in half an hour, whatever it is. I go to turn the thing off. Don't shut off your computer installing updates. Half an hour or 45 minutes later, it's still doing it. If it's a laptop, I just don't shut it off. I just, you know, carefully put it on the seat of the car and let it do its thing. But it's kind of crazy. Anyway, KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins or comments.
WAT with a quick one there, Pete.
Go ahead.
I think it's probably written into the Microsoft agreement. I'm not sure, but say this with tongue in cheek or whatever. I think there's a Murphy's clause in there that says if Murphy causes it, it's okay, WAT. Non-written rule.
Well, the end user license agreement says you're not buying the software, you're just buying a license to use it. We're not responsible if it doesn't work the way you think it should. We're not responsible if it screws up and you lose millions of dollars. We're not responsible. You use it as is. That's basically what it says. So, you know, people need to start voting with their pocketbook, I guess. And a few have gone over to the Mac, but boy, they're expensive. I was talking to a guy the other day who was looking at maybe doing it, but he said, boy, he says, to get the equivalent of, you know, big screen and all that, and a laptop like I got here, it cost me about $1,800, $1,900. They're just priced right through the roof. And, you know, They can get away with it. They have this reputation and they have some followers, and I guess they're pretty good, but boy, are they pricey. But you could do the same thing for the most part with Linux on a standard PC hardware and use certain programs. KC2WI, this is Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
N2STC via Echolink.
N2STC, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Just listening along, enjoying and hearing everybody talk about their day. I am on iPhone Echolink here, and finally got a pause there long enough to jump in, so I appreciate that. My day today, I went and borrowed a friend's truck, ran up to Cayuta Lake to get some things for my sister. Went to work for a few hours, then delivered the stuff to my home here and took the truck back. Enjoyed pretty much the whole day. Got a big screen TV from her that she didn't need anymore and has been bounced around from house to house without having been turned on, so I can't wait to plug it in here and see if it still works at all. It'll be interesting. But it's bigger than anything I've ever had. And I'm not too much of a TV fan, but when I do watch it, I enjoy it, I guess. So good to hear everybody tonight and all the descriptions of the day, and glad to hear the North Country's coming alive up there. It's a short season, but hey, at least it's not too long. Back to you there, KC2WI and 2STC.
just right. Well, I don't have a working TV. I have my old analog CRT TV quit last year, and I was gonna quit with the cable anyway. I was only paying for basic, and so well, the only thing wrong with the TV is the power switch mechanically broke. And this is an old, that's a power switch. It's a button. It's not a, you know, not a switch. It's a push button. But there's no remote control on the thing, and that. And I never fixed it. I was just thinking, boy, it's yard sale time. I can probably go get myself another old, you know, probably bigger screen if I had the place for it, CRT. For $5 and hook it up to the cable, you know, if I wanted a cable, or I could at least hook it to my DVD player or my VCR. But I don't know, if I come across one that's not too big, I might do that. But now people are even giving away LCD, you know, TVs, older ones. Maybe they're not full HD, or you know, they've got bigger ones and they sell them for $50 or whatever, so I might just do that. I don't know. Use it with a computer and Netflix. Actually, I have a Sony DVD, internet-enabled DVD player that I used to watch Netflix on TV. Now I just watch it on the computer. But anyway, thanks for checking in. This is KC2WI. This is Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
And to STC, I'll make an additional comment.
To STC, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Well, I wanted to let you know another thing I wanted to mention. Is I enjoy hearing you talk about Linux, because I'm a Linux guy, too. And I think it's just kind of a like ham radio. One of the well-kept secrets that are out there that people just don't realize there is such a thing, you know. And I've got just about every computer in the house running on it, except for my Echolink computer, which maybe you've got Echolink running on it too somewhere. But I enjoy listening to your comments and your experience on that, and it's quite a system. And I just wanted to make you aware of that. Back to you. This is N2STC in Verona, Stan.
Yeah, okay, Stan. Well, you know, I'm not really using Linux. I'm really not. I kind of get started and tinker around a little bit, and then I get busy. And I'm tempted to put it in a couple. I want to at least go and dual boot a couple. Or else maybe VirtualBox, I don't know. But, you know, I'm servicing PCs, and so now Windows 10 is fairly new, so really what I need to do is make sure I have Windows 10 and tinker with that until I really get to know all the quirkiness and all the tweaks and stuff. So it's kind of another setback to really start using Linux, although I'd like to. The one I got back with my radio here is Vista. And I was thinking I'm going to just make this Linux or dual boot it, and then I can run but there's stuff that needs to have Windows, I can just run it with the Vista, and if, well, like FLDigi, you know, that'll run on Linux just fine. And that way I could use it a little bit more on a day-to-day basis, but I think I'm going to put Windows 10 in this one. I've got a couple of inexpensive ways to, you know, licenses or upgrade from Windows 8 or whatever. So, I don't know, but I've used it enough to know that for a lot of people who are just basically surfing the internet and, you know, doing their email and maybe some basic word processing and stuff like that, you know, that it's really good. I had a friend of mine, K2LML, he had a laptop he bought from me. I'm sure this was back in the XP, I'm almost positive it was back in the XP days. And for some reason he decided to put Ubuntu in it, and he said, boy, that worked really great, I really like that. He wants, I've got several laptops that are XP and Vista, and some of those I'm gonna put Linux in it, you know, try to sell them at an inexpensive price. Here you go. Yes, it's not a brand new machine, but it's also not $500, and you'll never get a virus. And he wants one to load up Linux and have his wife play with it, because he kind of thinks it would be a good idea to get her to use that instead of Windows. So, yeah, it's a matter of getting people to sit down, use it, consider it. You know, it's not, I haven't decided what distribution. I think Ubuntu, which has got the, you know, LXDE instead of Unity, and it looks a lot more like Windows, and it'll run on a lower spec hardware. Either that or Zorin, but Zorin, boy, the documentation is just not too good. So, I don't know. One of those two probably for these sort of, you know, inexpensive internet surfing machines that I'm going to see if I can make some money on. And I don't know what else I might try down the road, but one of these days I'm going to have a Raspberry Pi, which of course is Raspbian, you know. But I haven't really, I'm not buying one until I actually am going to do something with it. KC2WI, this is a Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any additional check-ins or comments?
WA2U with a comment, Pete.
WA2U.
I don't know if you have anything dedicated or Dan has anything dedicated. There was always a thought of having some stuff that was a system just dedicated for amateur radio use, whether it was DXing and things of that nature, but I remember hearing somewhere along the line that there are certain programs, I don't know if it was Motorola, maybe Stan has some comments on this, for programming that, you know, some of the lightning fast computers really didn't work that well for programming some of the older equipment. I don't know, maybe same thing with the newer stuff. So I do some people that did programming for the Motorola stuff that actually relied on the XP operating system for that purpose. So I don't know, it's amazing the batteries that you're able to get for these units. That's a super way of recycling. Go ahead, Pete. WA2 and the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
Well, that some people, if they're trying to run like really, really ancient sort of DOS games and stuff like that, and they try to, even if the thing, if the program will run on a new PC, some ancient stuff was really kind of tied to the clock, and if you had a faster clock, it wouldn't work right. And then the other thing is that some programmer type stuff, the equipment programming needs the serial port, and it will, and it's sort of a DOS, really DOS, you know, programming. You can't use the USB, the serial port, they don't work. So people are still looking for the older XP computers with especially laptops with serial ports. I have one of those. It's a Pentium 4. I used it for years. Actually has a floppy drive in it as well as a DVD drive. And that would be worth money to the right technician who's looking for it to program, you know, I mean, I say program refrigerators, but, you know, things like that where it's a very simple serial port interface And that's what they need. KC2WI. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for any further check-ins or comments. Over.
K82FPM with a quick comment.
K82FPM, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. KD2FPM out here. I was going to ask maybe tomorrow night if you could possibly poke in again, maybe be NCS, because I know I've got driver training with the new rig that we've got at the fire department, and Matt, our fire chief, who also is NCS Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, alternating with me, he will be instructing, so I know he's going to be tied up. I may not be able to break away because I may be driving the rig down the road myself to prove that I can handle it. So each of us has to be tested out for it. So if you could, I appreciate that. That way there's no hole in the coverage. KD2FM back to net control.
Well, if I remember it, I should be here, and so probably I could do it, but I'll have to, I should be here, and unless I forget something, let's see, yeah, I think so. Tomorrow night at 8:30 is the, KC2VMF's, top band, single side band, that, but that usually goes 8:30 to 9, and hopefully I can get into that, and I assume I'll be here and I'll pick it up. KC2WI.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Yeah, my apologies. Like I said, it's a rarity that we're both going to be pretty well tied in tomorrow night. Like I said, our final training for this month, the drill that is, and then we've got that new vehicle. So thanks, appreciate it. KD2FPM back to net.
Okay, very good. Well, as I'm talking here, I'm fiddling with a Garmin base camp, and boy, it's got just tons and tons of tracks, mostly snowmobile tracks, and they're like pictures, although sometimes I've got, here's one I got, one, two, well, it might be in and out, so maybe two or three different, the same place I like to go, up in Perkins Clearing, but some of these, you look at this, it's like, my GPS that has a camera in it. It's crummy camera, just horrible. If you get a nice bright sunny day, the picture's okay. If it's anything other than nice bright sunny day and not a lot of contrast, they're terrible. I posted a couple of my yesterday on Moose River, and one of them, looking one direction, looks good. The other direction, I had to Photoshop it, adjust the levels to get it to look even halfway, and neither of them do justice. And then a third picture there was from of the Woodhull Lake, and that was with my actual real digital camera, and that didn't even come out that great. The pictures just don't generally, especially distance views. But looking at all these tracks, it's like, I don't know, it's almost better than pictures, because the pictures never really show it, but you can remember them, especially if you look at the tracking and say, oh yeah, I remember that, I went here, and yeah, I remember that spot. Pretty cool. This is KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net, once again, looking for check-ins or comments.
WATU with a question for Kevin James.
KD2FPM, are you still there?
Yeah, KD2FPM, go ahead.
ahead, John. Okay, I was just waiting for permission. Kevin James, well, congratulations. I don't know what kind of truck it is, but know how it is. It's brand new and shiny, all polished up. I'm curious what it is, and will you be, is there any kind of parade going on Memorial Day weekend? Boy, talk about timing, Kevin James. Go ahead, I'll listen to you, and then you can turn it back to Pete. Glad you guys are able to get it all together there. WA to you.
Yeah, KD2FBM here. Yeah, it's a new EMS rig that it's a 4x4. It's like a Chevy 3500. It's new to us. It's a 2005. It only has 12,000 miles on it. Came up to us from the state of Maryland, and they had taken very good care of it, and they were looking to upgrade and do stuff with their department, so they put this up for sale, and we were looking because our other EMS rig, we went to do a quick check on it, and unfortunately, we put it on the lift pushed through part of the frame, so that was pretty much a done deal at that point. So, yeah, basically it's a pickup truck with a cap on it. It's got slide outs in the back, all kinds of lighting. Right now it's just got a VHF radio in it, and we're going to modify it with a low band and a UHF radio, because that's what our department uses, is UHF. And we're going to get this thing ramped up and ready to roll. We're getting it decaled as we speak. So it'll say, you know, for Pinder's Corners Fire Department, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be a nice rig and a nice addition to the family. So with that, KD2FPM, back to Matt.
Okay, very good. Yep, isn't it a shame, you know, salt just destroys things. I've got, my old 95 Geo Tracker actually runs quite well, but the frame's been welded in 27 places and the body looks like it's going to fall off. Well, I think some of the body mounts popped, welded in them. But, you know, it's salt damage. Same thing with my Escort to 98. I got it, it was about 10 years old from Ray. He found that. I think it came from North Carolina, South Carolina, something like that. The car was just beautiful. I mean, it wasn't mint, but it was real nice out of speck of rust. And it didn't only take a year, you know. The first year I hit a deer, that really made me mad. But within a couple of years, you know, you start to see it. And now it's to the point where, you know, between the rust and, of course, other stuff wearing out, I got a bad wheel bearing. I'm sure of it now. But, there's no reason, you know, the frame, it would have lasted another 20 years in Maryland, I'm sure. KC2WI, this is Black River Valley Service. And again, we're looking for any last-minute check-ins or comments. Over. Okay, I'm going to make this final call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service. Net. This is KC2WI, over. Wow, we had a long net, lots of interesting discussion. And this is KC2WI, now closing the Black River Valley set, and that Black River Valley Service Net at 0158 Zulu, and returning the repeater to other amateur use, 730.
Yeah, thanks, Pete, for doing that. WATU, clear, 7-3.